Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
The Irish Times leads today with the line that a funding shortfall could lead to a tidal wave of nursing home operators withdrawing from the Fair Deal scheme following the move by the owners of Beaumont Residential Care in Cork to pull out of the scheme earlier this week. Trust in Gardaí eroded by call system. That's the lead headline in the Irish Examiner, which reports on concerns expressed by some Gardaí about the impact which a new centralised call system is having on their relationship with the public. The Gardaí also feature in the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The paper reports on a recommendation made by investigating officers in the Enoch Burke case that the school teacher should not face prosecution on charges related to trespass after he repeatedly turned up at Wilson's Hospital School following his dismissal. Mr. Burke had been dismissed following a row over his refusal to comply with the request to call a transgender student by their new name and preferred pronouns. Comments made by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar criticising retailers for not bringing their prices down quickly enough provide the Irish Daily Mirror with this front page this morning. And for its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail quotes Maurice Deverill, a member of the Irish Property Owners Association, saying that new laws giving more rights to tenants has meant that landlords are favouring younger people and transient tenants above older people. A follow-up to yesterday's lead story in the Irish News about a message posted by the wife of a prominent sportsman claiming that she had been the victim of serious domestic violence is covered on the front of today's Irish News, Irish Daily Star and Independent. The man in question issued a statement through his solicitors yesterday saying that the allegations made against him had been investigated and dealt with by the relevant authorities. The North's Public Prosecution Service is also quoted, saying that a decision was made not to prosecute the man because there was insufficient evidence to provide a reasonable prospect of conviction. The release of Roger Ferguson, who served an 18-year sentence for helping to murder his lover's husband, Paul Crimble, in County Armagh in 2004, generates a lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The paper highlights how he had been allowed to work on a farm while serving the last portion of a sentence and left prison with earnings of more than £8,000. And finally, the Irish Sun runs with speculation about a rift between ITV presenters Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby for the second day running. The paper carries a statement from Schofield, insisting that they're still the best of friends, but body language expert Judy James, who was drafted in to scrutinise their performance on yesterday's This Morning show, begs to differ. Her read is that while Phil was in jaunty overkill mode and was looking super perky, Holly looked painfully uncomfortable and was using bent wrist gestures and rubbing her forehead in a way that made her look passive.